Okay, one of the interesting minhagim that's developed in many, many cities, including in the five towns, is that the chabads of the local cities light Neros Chanukah in parks and the most public places as a way of being mefarsi in the nes of Chanukah. As an extension of that, or as a similar idea, the Empire State Building, I believe, is lit up on Chanukah in blue and white as a way of being mefarsi in the nes. Question is, can you make a bracha on such things? And is there a difference between the Empire State Building and lighting a menorah in the park? It's both the same idea, very public display of the nes using lights. And a lot of people don't only do it with Chabad in the park, but they'll have, let's say, at a Chanukah party, or let's say even better, at a wedding, where it's nobody's home, nobody's staying there, nobody's living there, but they have all these hundreds of Jews gathered together on Chanukah, so they decide that they're going to light menorah and they're going to make a bracha on the Hadlakas menorah in a public location. So the question is this okay? Is this permissible? Is there any problem with A, doing the lighting, and B, obviously more importantly, making the bracha on such a lighting? So Rabbi Selig pointed out to me Rabbi Selig gave a shiur on this topic, and he said that clearly there's no discussion in poskim about lighting in a park, about lighting at a party, about lighting at a wedding. But there is discussion, a lot of discussion, in Rishonim and Achronim about another public lighting that doesn't seem to have any resemblance to the halacha of Nerish Ubeso, and that is the halacha of Hadlaka Bebeis HaKnesses. So before you even get started, the fact that there's so much literature on Hadlaka Bebeis HaKnesses not only serves as a proper model for us to try to figure out what the halacha would be over here, the fact that there's so much literature about that, and none about public lightings, none about lighting at parties and at chasanas, the absence of literature suggests that this was, as much as Hadlaka Bebeis HaKnesses is a long-standing Minhag Yisrael, this is a very short-standing Minhag Yisrael. This is a Minhag Yisrael that, if it is a Minhag at all, is not something that has been around for very long. So right away, we already start off behind a little bit in terms of figuring out what we can and cannot do. So let's go through the different reasons that posts can give for a lighting Bebeis HaKnesses, and we'll see one by one if they apply to Hadlaka in a public place. And then we'll mention the various shitos in contemporary poskim. So first, the Rivash in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph says that the purpose of this is the purpose of Hadlaka Bebeis HaKnesses is to fulfill Pirsumei Nisa, particularly during Shas HaSakana, when Jews were unable to light by their doors, by their windows. They were unable to light in a public place. So where are they ever going to get Pirsumei Nisa? They were lighting on their dining room tables. They saw it themselves, no one else saw it from the outside. The only way to have any inyan of Pirsumei Nisa whatsoever was by lighting in shul, when all the Jews would gather together in shul. So they would light in the shul, at least all the Jews would see it, and that way they were protected from the outside world seeing it, but they themselves were able to do it. Rav Sturmbach therefore says, nowadays we shouldn't light with a bracha in shul, because nowadays we don't need this for Pirsumei Nisa, we're able to light outside. But the overwhelming Minhag Yisrael is Minhag HaVaseinu B'Yadeinu, that we do light with a bracha in shul. Now, carrying this forward to lighting in public places, it would seem that not only is lighting in a public place outside in a park not part of what the Rivash is describing, it's the exact opposite of what the Rivash is describing. The Rivash is describing a case where we couldn't light in parks, where the minhag developed because it wasn't possible to do it in a demonstrative way, to light in a way that the public could see, that anybody could see, that everybody could see. So it would seem that that doesn't have any resemblance whatsoever to the minhag of lighting in a park. Second reason suggested for Hadlaka Bebeis HaKnesses, Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, is because of guests, similar to Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses, that for guests, to be motzi, the guests who aren't going to be able to light their own, so just like to be motzi guests who are sleeping in the shul in Kiddush, so we're motzi guests who aren't able to light their own. What if nowadays you don't have any guests? So that's a question whether we should still keep a takana, even though the reason no longer applies. The Rambam famously writes in the Shuvas Per Ador that he wanted to get rid of Chazaras Hashatz because the time no longer applies. Okay, but most of us kept Chazaras Hashatz. Most of us, a lot of people have gotten rid of it personally, but most shuls have kept Chazaras Hashatz, so we still keep old minhagim even when the time very often no longer applies. But if that's the reason, so then you have to figure out if it was for guests who were sleeping in the shul, so they had a chiyuv because they were sleeping in the shul. But if you're no one's sleeping at the wedding hall and no one's sleeping in the park, so then that would be, I mean, hopefully no one's sleeping in the park, so then that would be that would l'chora not be an exact match. The Kolbo further says, Beis Yosef quotes, that maybe it's a practice run on the brachas. that it's to become fluent in all the brachas, so we do a practice in shul. Similar to the Salon Shmon Esrei for the Shliach Tzibur, that he's Mesader Tfilas, he's Mesader Berchosav, before he's going to have to say the brachos out loud. Now that's a very difficult kolbo to even understand what he's talking about. The kolbo may not mean that. He may just mean some element of Pesum Inisa, because why would we light in shul after the first night once you already made the brachos the previous night? And so you're ready, the brachos you're already Mesader. And also, only one person lights in shul, but everyone's got to say the brachos when they get home. So it's very difficult to understand. And also, most importantly, we never ever do this by any other Birchas HaMitzvah. When do you ever say a Birchas HaMitzvah, you know, before I put on tefillin, I just want to make a bracha on mitzvah tefillin and yechzvah, just make sure I got it right. You never do anything like that. That's very, very difficult to understand. So, efshir, that could apply to lighting in the park if we knew what it meant, but it's very difficult to understand what that reason is. The Kolbo and the Sefer HaManik suggests a fourth reason, that maybe for those who don't know about the mitzvah or who don't care to fulfill the mitzvah, that we're trying to help them out. We want them to get a chelek of the mitzvah for those who are detached from Judaism and who need some sort of connection. So they happen to be in shul, so we're able to be motzi them basically. That's the only Jewish place they know. In Hanukkah they should go to shul, but they're not mosir nefesh enough to buy themselves candles to light in the house. So we dafka want to look out for every Jew and want them to have some sort of chelik of the mitzvah. That's where the minhag of hadlaka basically came from. Now, if that's the true source for the minhag, then the hadlakos, let's say that Chabad does in a very public place where completely unaffiliated people are passing by or happen to be anyway or will participate in the event and in the festivities, that would be a kal v'chomer that you should do it there. If you're going to do it in a shul for the unaffiliated that are affiliated enough to be in shul, then kal v'chomer you would do it for really unaffiliated, for people who are much more likely to not have any real connection to Ner Chanukah. The Kolbo suggests a fifth reason, that maybe Zekar the Adlaka Beis HaMikdash, that the reason we light in Beis HaKnesses is because the Beis HaKnesses is Mikdash Ma'at, and that's why Shulchan Aruch says you should put Al-Kosal Adarum on the southern wall of the shul, because the menorah was Bedarum. That's why Harosal HaHachkim Yadrim, someone who wants Chachma, faces the south in Shemon Esrei. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us because the menorah, the seven branches of the menorah, represent the Chachmos. So Harosal HaHachkim Yadrim. So that's why the minig is that we place it on the southern wall of the shul. But if that's the source of the minag, then certainly the situation, the halacha would be, it would follow that in a public place, in a park, at a wedding or something like that, it has no business. It's not a Beis HaKnesses at all. It should be noted, I forgot to mention, that according to the last reason, that you're doing it for unaffiliated people. So it, while it's more of a reason to say yes to do it in the park, it's less of a reason to allow doing it at a chasana or at a family Hanukkah party or something like that. Because events that are by invitation only, and you know who everybody there is, and it's not going to be just some random person who walks in who's unaffiliated that's going to be there, well then according to that reason, then it shouldn't be lit at all. There is a stira in the Mechaber in terms of brachas on minhag in general, and how you answer that stira may help educate us on this question a little bit. We're not going to have time to get into it, but the Mechaber holds that when it comes to the bracha on Halal B'Rosh Chodesh, he seems to hold that we don't make a bracha on Halal B'Rosh Chodesh, but at least the way the Achronim explain him, he seems to hold that we do make a bracha on Adlaka Beis HaKnesses. So there is a significant discussion in the Achronim of how to be miyashiv that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Maruk Tziyot Tavresh Ayim Beis says that by Ner Chanukah, in particular, the bracha is part of the Pesumei Nisa. That it's not stam you're lighting a candle. You're making a bracha as a declaration of why you're lighting the candle. So it's not stam a birchas mitzvah that just happens to be connected to a maisa mitzvah. The bracha becomes very part of the pesumei nisa. That's why the mechaber, lashon mechaber is madlikin u'mevarchin mishum pesumei nisa. What should he have said? Madlikin mishum pesumei nisa u'mevarchin. What is it? Madlikin u'mevarchin mishum pesumei nisa. That it's all related to the pesumei nisa. There are other approaches also as to why the mechaber would hold dafka to make a bracha on Ner Chanukah in shul and not, let's say, for Hallel. Let's leave that out for now so that we can get to bottom line. Halach l'maisa, what do the poskim say about this? I just bought a sefer, Minchas Chein, Chilek Beis, Rabbi Oldham from Queens, phenomenal Talmud Chacham. He collects 13 different poskim who talk about this. I'm not going to go through all of them. There are basically three three camps of poskim. The largest camp of poskim are those who are very much against the idea of making a bracha on any sort of public lighting. And that is the sheet of Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and Chelek Vav, Simon Samachay. That is the very strongly worded opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Tesvav, Simon Lamed, and Chelek Chav Beis, Simon Lamed Zayin, where the Tzitz Eliezer says that absolutely we shouldn't be adding on, we should absolutely not be adding on. Think about how much effort the poskim had to go through in order to just try to explain the minig b'beis haknesses. So we're going to add and expand it beyond that. We have no right to do anything like that. The Rav Shturmach and Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Chelek Aleph Simon Shin Sadi Ches, also says that it's not appropriate to light in a public place. Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Dalet Simon Samachay. And then you have some poskim that have sort of an in-between stance. The second group, which is not really a group, it's just one, in Yalkut Yosef, page Reish Tzadi, he's matir in a public place if you daven there. Meaning he also doesn't have to be a makum kavua as a Beis HaKnesses in order to fit into the minug of lighting Beis HaKnesses, as long as you daven there once, so that gives it a dinner of a temporary Beis HaKnesses, which would then allow you to light. So at the family Chanukah party, you light, v'hu rachum, and you daven marv. And that would give it a din of a hadlaka basic. I don't know if Chabad does they daven marv after the lighting in the parks or not, but according to Rav Vadya, that were Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, that would certainly qualify. Then there were some poskim that thought that it was totally okay. In the Tshuvas Oz Nidbur of Binyamin Zilber, Chelek Hei Simen Lamed Zayin, and Chelek Vav Simen Ayin Hei, and Chelek Yidal Simen Lamed Beis. He discusses this and he thinks that it's Adif Mi Beis HaKnesses, because this is Bechutz Mamish, it's a greater Pirsumei Nisa. So it's even better than lighting in a Beis HaKnesses. So for sure you should be able to do it. In Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin, Simen Nun Zayin, Rav Vadya says that we certainly shouldn't make a macha against people who do it. They have what to be Sameich on, because there's a great Pirsumei Nisa. And he just adds, Matov L'Sfalash Tzilus Arvis B'tzibur Miyad Le'achar Adaka. Would be a nice idea to daven also, to daven Marav right after the Hadlaka. Rabbi Balsam just told me this morning that he heard from Rav Shechter that maybe to explain the Minag, a different explanation, nothing to do with Pirsumei Nisa and is it part of the Hadlaka basic Nesus? No, it's a Brecha Levatala, but maybe, just like the Halacha is, if I'm trying to train my child how to make Brachos for Mitam Chinuch, I'm allowed to be Mechane, I'm allowed to say the Brachos, I'm allowed to say with the Shem Hashem, Midin Chinuch, it's not that you're allowed to do a Brecha Levatala for the sake of Chinuch. So if you're trying to be Mechanech the masses, if they're lighting in public places and parks, and they're trying to show everybody how the mitzvah is done, so maybe in a chenami it's a bracha levatala, but it's mutter to make such a bracha levatala, mitam chinuch. That obviously would not work for the family Chanukah party. It would not work for the chasna, where every one of your friends and relatives is frum and knows how to make the bracha. But maybe that would be a good, that's what Rabbi Balsam told me, you're from Rosh Hashanah, might be a good yishuv for the minhag Chabad, that they make brachas in these public lightings.